This is the WSGW Morning Team Show.
There's one for you, 19 for me.
6:53 with Dave and Pat and Charlie.
'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
And you, of course. Thanks for joining in this Friday, January 7th, 2022. 100.5 and 790 listening. Siri and Alexa listening. And yeah, WSW.com listening. Listening to a show that's sponsored by Sound of Sleep Lab. Let's not forget our show's sponsor. With the locations in Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, and Mount Pleasant. SoundOfSleepLab.com. You can find online. Again, that's SoundOfSleepLab.com. So based on something that we mentioned earlier this week, briefly, I must say, and then somebody sent me an email asking this. You know, I could say on January 7th, if you count on your calendar, 14 weeks from now is Friday, April 15th.
Yeah.
Tax deadline day. No, it's not.
Oh, really? Oh, we have a shift again this year?
We have a shift.
Oh, okay.
Now, when I first looked at the calendar, I saw, oh, that's Easter weekend. Good Friday, April 15th, Easter on Sunday. I thought, oh, no. April 16th, Saturday, is Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., which commemorates the date in 1862 when President Lincoln signed the District of Columbia Compensated Emancipation Act.
So are they going to take a Friday or a Monday holiday?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday.
Mm.
Okay. So Monday becomes tax deadline day, the 18th.
18th?
Yes.
Wow.
The 18th. Mm. That is for everyone except for residents of Maine and Massachusetts, because in that area, and I don't know why Maine is included in this. I understand Massachusetts. So that's their famous Patriots Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the Boston Marathon date. And so they have an extra day, to April 19th.
Until the 19th.
Yes. Mm. So there you go. But so, yes, another one of those years where you have an extension on the official date. It's not April 15th. It is April 18th.
Okay.
Doesn't that make you feel better?
Not really. Doesn't really make a difference to me. My taxes are done by as early as they can be in February. So.
Yeah, because most...
Not me. I'm not doing it. That's my wife. She always gets it done.
That's okay. Well, you're responsible for making sure that the information necessary that you need to provide.
That's right.
Which, of course, employers have until January 31st to establish the W-2 form that need. And then none of the other information that you might have to gather when it comes to making your tax returns available to do.
Yep.
So, all right. So, but thank you for the listener heard, because we made a reference, and I remember earlier this week, we had some story that just talked about it. And then we said, oh, well, you know, April 15th will be here before you know it. And somebody sent me a notice and said they had heard, but they weren't sure if it was true. So I looked it up.
Just nominally about April 15th, okay, is traditionally when you have to have it done.
It is. It is, but it changes. So there you go. April 18th this year.